Mark Twain said that his favorite pastime was to find a Western river, jump back and forth across it until he worked up a thirst, and then drink it dry. We Las Cruces can see the truth of it with the Rio Grande. There's a bigger river that's worrisome. It's the 2,330-kilometer-long Colorado River, whose flow is apportioned among 7 U.S. states and Mexico, where it supports 16 million jobs. Its flow has been declining rather regularly over the decades since the apportionment was made legally binding. That divvying up was based on the flows from 1905 to 1922, a period of anomalously high flow. There have been many studies to discern the reason or reasons for historic and even prehistoric droughts in the region, and many more for the modern decline in river flow. Now, Paul Milley and Krista Dunn of the U.S. Geological Survey have found pretty nearly a smoking gun. They find that each 1 degree Celsius rise in air temperature decreases river flow about 9.3%. The causal link is the loss of snowpack in the Rocky Mountains that feeds the river. Snowpack reflects solar radiation extremely well. Its loss increases the rate of evaporation of water. The trend is sure to continue with our driving of climate change. Each loss of a few percentage points in river flow brings job loss, lawsuits, and economic dislocation. We'll need to negotiate a new normal and deploy strong conservation measures. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.